Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hi there, it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus. You may know me from my podcast called Wiser Than Me, where I talk to older women and get their wisdom from the front lines of life. I was amazed by how many people told me our show made them look forward to getting older, which is why I'm here to talk about season two of the show. Sally Field, Billie Jean King, Beverly Johnson, Ina Garten, Bonnie Raitt, just to name a few. All hail old women. Wiser Than Me season two is out now from Lemonada Media.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Hey, everybody. I'm Doug Bedsid from the podcast you're listening to right now. I don't know which one it is. And I'd like to tell you about Comedy Gives Back, the safety net for the entire comedy community. Stand-up comedians may work alone, but that doesn't mean they should feel alone. That's where Comedy Gives Back comes in and helps with mental health services, crisis support, chemical dependency treatment, and more. This is an important cause to me because, as it turns out, I'm a stand-up comedian. Visit comedygivesback.com or text LAUGH to 707070 to donate today and help give comedians more than applause. That's LAUGH to 707070.
Good morning, Leonard!
Doug hates candy wrappers, skinny baby sticky sheets with 50 as a top or kernels in his teeth. There's still not more that he won't see, but Doug loves movies.
That was perfect. Hey, 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 everybody. My name is Doug, and I love movies.
This is Doug Loves Movies! Yes.
Coming to you once again from the Secret Group in Houston, Texas! It is Sunday, November 20th, 2022, and we are a part of a very fun event. It's written on all the walls. Let's hear it for the Come and Take It Festival. I'm surprised that all the furniture and stuff is still here because it's right there in the name of the festival. You're allowed to take anything you want. As a keepsake, I just want to say before we get started that the first day I got to town was when that motion picture, The Menu, opened on Friday. So I went and saw The Menu, and I don't want to give anything away, but I just don't recommend you watch it on a full stomach or an empty stomach. Or if you ever want to eat again. No, it's not that bad. It's very, it's a very enjoyable movie, and I officially recommend it. Oh, the prize bag. Let me tell you about that before we get our guests out here. It's all in a bag that I got at a festival called the Flyover Fest in St. Louis, and so the bag says on it, St. Fucking Louis. Yeah, and if you want to see all this stuff, what it looks like, I posted a reel on my Instagram of all of it, but I'll just give you a quick update of what's in here. There's like a pair of pants, that you supposedly don't need underwear to wear them. They're like underwearless pants, but they just seem like weird sweatpants to me. And so that's why I don't want them. And then we got two of these. I'll just show you one. It's cool little flip-flops that are Velcro. And yeah, very tough to open Velcro. But and they got a little orange weed leaf on them because they were made by a company that makes rubber bongs. And I guess they just had a little rubber left over. And they're like, let's make some shoes. So thank you to Peacemaker for those. I got to go to the premiere of Glass Onion, the new Knives Out mystery. And this is the program that they gave to all the attendees. And it's not half-assed either. I can't show you because it's so good. It's so perfect. And, oh, there's a stress ball that's a football that says fantasy football on it. I guess that's a new show on Paramount Plus. And there's a canister with some tea in it, and it says Ted Lasso on it. You'll just have to trust me on that. And then also some shitty, not shitty, but definitely not for me, some Mediterranean apricots. That's an alleged snack during the flight here. So just in case you enjoy that sort of thing. So somebody's going to win all of that. One person, not necessarily somebody who brought a name tag, but that definitely helps your chances today. Are you ready to meet our guests? So am I. They all seem super nice to me, and I can't wait to get to know them. They're actually three of the best comedians here at this festival and in the world, all friends of mine. Give it up, everybody, for Joe DeRosa, Jackie Cation, and Dan Van Kirk! Let's meet everybody individually and alphabetically. Alphabetically by first name, because DVK doesn't get to go first very often when it's an alphabetical situation. But today, I just think of you as Dan.
I'll take it.
And that comes before those other two, those J names over there. Yeah. It's Daniel Van Kirk, everybody!
Hi. Hello!
If you were walking a few blocks away from me, I'd be like, damn, it's cold out and that guy's not wearing a shirt.
I am.
It's very fleshy what you're wearing.
Yeah?
Today. Yeah, I like it.
I'll go fleshy.
I like it.
Also, love the prize bag, but all pants you don't need underwear for.
Well, yeah, if you're going to be gross about it.
This I'm not one, gross.
This one's got a lining that your average jeans don't have. I don't know. I haven't really investigated what's going on with those pants. I just got sent a whole bunch of them, and I was like, well, I would never wear these.
Sure.
Because they are just sort of like leisure wear. They're like sweatpants.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't wear them anyway. So
a little around the house.
So I'm passing them along to you. And these ones are extra, extra large. So let's say you don't want to wear them. It's plenty of fabric to do something interesting with. Go hit the Singer sewing machine and get to work.
Mm-hmm.
Turn it into something. Dan, you've got two podcasts now?
Yes, ma'am.
And one of them you did here?
Yes, I did.
How did that go?
It was really fun. Rory Scovel and I did our Pen Pals podcast. Jackie was on it.
I was seated here.
And Sean Patton joined us. That was Friday, which feels about 6 days ago at this point in the festival. But yeah, it went really well. And then obviously... Dumb People Town with the Sklars.
You did that here too?
No, I'm saying that's just the other one.
Oh, that's the other one you do?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for being here.
Thank you for having me, friend.
Yeah, and let's say hello to your right, also a podcaster.
Also.
The gatekeeper of the Dork Forest. It's Jackie Cation, everybody!
Yeah!
A wrought iron gate. Dork.
You have to answer three questions to go into the Dork Forest.
Right. And what do you like?
Are you a dork?
Can you talk about it for an hour? And do you like $20? Everyone likes $20.
Have you ever had a dork on that couldn't talk about their dorky thing for a full hour? Like they ran out of things to say about it?
Yep. Couple episodes that got lost.
Oh,
I forgot
smart.
To record them. So sorry. It's and it's weird because it is something that someone insists that they lovety love love, and then they flounder. They founder. They found something. They found a country. No, they flounder. They flip flop. They don't know what the fuck they're doing.
Yeah. I think a lot of people, like, if they tell you, oh, my favorite band is, you know, is
oh,
band,
that's
and
my
then
least.
You start asking them about specific albums, and they're already like, nope. Oh, no, I just like them. You know,
right.
I'm not weird or anything.
This show is 4 seconds long. And, yeah, whenever somebody says that their dorkdom is music, I literally want to eat a bullet. Because I'm like, you're going to have to, oh, good, thank God, someone finally can talk about chamber music. And they're like, no, not that music. And you're like, oh, is it ska? No. Wow. Then you're going to have to pick something tiny. And then tell me what it is. Jimmy Pardo, one of my favorite episodes, talked about the band Chicago. Without notes, could name everyone that had ever been in the band Chicago.
No, he's deep on Chicago.
Oh, he is dipped.
Yeah, he really... He works in their lyrics in everyday conversation. I'm not kidding. Jimmy is quite the Chicago head. And thanks for being here. And also, thank you for that winter sweater.
Oh, yeah. Anybody else go to Target? It's pick like, themselves up a winter is coming.
It feels like it's officially the beginning of the season because you wore that.
Yeah, yeah.
The rest of us are just wearing warmish summer clothes still. And also joining us, all the way from New York, a man who knows his way around a sandwich. It's Joe DeRosa, everybody!
Hi. Hi. How are you, buddy?
I'm good.
Good to be back on the show.
Yeah, I'm very happy to have you.
I'm very happy to see you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This worked out great.
Yeah. I haven't done one of these since the ones where you have like 30 people at Christmas.
Oh, 12 guests at Christmas.
Yes.
Yeah, not doing that this year.
But you did announce on Twitter, you're like, hey, before this website shuts down.
Yeah, I just wanted to let people know to hold the date, December 18th, if you're going to be in the L.A. area, because I am doing the 8 guests of Hanukkah.
Really?
Yeah, I'm going to have 8 crazy guests. Some of which will be Jewish, so it's not total a total appropriation hour.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Will everyone be dressed in flame colors?
Should be pretty fun. In what kind of colors?
Like a light, like a flame. Because there's candles.
I get it now.
It's what I know. It's what I know.
You talked
her.
Until I got it. I appreciate that. okay, so thank you all three of you for being here. Oh, and the sandwich remark about Joe is that he has his own sandwich shop in New York.
Yes.
And I'm always excited to promote it.
Thank you, man. It's called Joey Rose's. It's a bar and sandwich shop, and it consumes me. I can't think about anything else all the time. What's that?
Where is it?
Rivington Street on the Lower East Side.
What?
In New York City, yeah.
It's I'm coming.
It's a fun place. You can get drunk and eat for affordable prices. And New York is just so accommodating when you open a business. They just make it so easy. It's really just been a stress-free ride.
Have you had any meals that were exciting or different here in Houston?
I had barbecue.
Yeah.
You know how that goes?
Yeah.
And I said to the guy at the counter, I go, listen, I'm on a little bit of a diet. So what are the healthier sides I could get? And as he lifts a spoon of greens that contain beef in them, goes, collard greens could be good. I'm like, no, do you have any sides that don't have meat, sir? I've got 8 meats on my plate right now. Then he threw 3 slices of white bread and half an onion up on the tray and told me that counted as a side. You know, folks, listen, I got a lot of barbecue bits. Come to my show tonight. It's a one-man show called Burn Ends.
Yeah.
See, it's not bad.
See Joe's holiday special. It's called 8 Crazy Meats.
all on one crazy plate. Well, thanks for those food tips while I'm here in Houston. I appreciate it.
There's a great Vietnamese restaurant down the block up here. I've been to that twice in the last 4 days. It's called Win or Huyn or something like that.
Okay.
Huyn? All right. Sounds it's still good. Great.
Maybe I'll check it out next time I'm in town.
Yes.
Yeah.
I don't know why I need it.
Before we play the games, this is the part of the show where... What are you laughing at, Joe?
It was just the least sincere thing I've ever heard you say.
Wait, you've heard me say a lot of things. That was the least sincere?
That is quite a bar.
Jackie turned and goes, I don't know why I even mentioned that.
I don't know why I needed to chime in. You should have heard what I didn't say about sandwiches. Jesus. It's good stuff. Good stuff.
You never know what Jackie's going to keep to herself and what she's going to spring on people.
It is amazing what's going on up here.
All right. Well, we'll start with you, Dan, for the recommendation portion of the show. Since it is November and we all like to sit down and eat and think about the slaughter of indigenous people, and... We always talk about what we're thankful for, and mine is that we, you know, took over this country, and no, I don't say that, but what are you thankful for with regards to movies, Dan? Could you name a movie that you are thankful for, that you are glad it exists, you appreciate it in a way that maybe you don't other films?
I would probably have to go with my favorite movie of all time. I'm very thankful for the movie Stand By Me.
Terrific example.
Yeah. Throughout various points of my life, I've identified with all four of those boys and their stories. And I think that there's just some great messages in that scene between River Phoenix and Will Wheaton, when he tells him, bullshit, you can do things with your life.
Yeah.
It's like God gave something to you. I love it. I love it. I love it.
Yeah. I loved it when he told him that he was going to be stuck in shop.
Yeah, right. Yeah. And it's just, I don't know. And obviously the end, when it just talks about friendships and stuff like that. I absolutely adore that film. So I'm very thankful for Stand By Me. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I earned it. Thank you.
So much amazing, tender dialogue in that movie, like sick balls.
Yeah.
Which to me just sounds like his balls are going to vomit.
No. Chopper.
But they used to say that to dogs, sick 'em.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sick 'em.
Sick 'em, boy.
Do they still say that?
I guess if you still have a guard attack dog on your property, probably, right? I mean,
I think an attack dog, I think as soon as you let go of them, they don't need the sick 'em part.
You know, that's more for you to feel like you had a role in that.
Yeah, I'm the reason that junkyard dog just went to town on your junk, dog.
That old guy in that scene?
Yeah.
Who says chopper sick balls. Yeah. Well, he says sick 'em, but what he heard was sick balls. He is one of the old guys in Return to Me that hangs out with Carol O'Connor, and I never knew that until very recently. That's the same. The same actor plays both of those parts.
All right.
He's delightful in one and mean and terrifying in the other.
But all the best character actors are.
It's very true. Very true. Yeah.
I just saw an early Wilford Brimley performance, and that guy hit the ground at 60. Like, he played old guys.
Oh. How old do you
from
think?
Jump.
How old do you think he is in The Thing, Wilford Brimley? When you
are
watching this movie,
he's about 26 years old in that movie.
I just looked it up during the Halloween season.
He's like no joke. He's like 40.
Jackie.
Yeah, like
I never saw it.
You never saw The Thing?
Yeah, we're gonna spend.
Well,
the
that wouldn't have helped you to figure out his age though either if you had seen it, because that's
right.
The,
Wilford Brimley does look like the kind of guy that looks like he was born looking about 62.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What do you think, Doug?
Like
just for fun.
How old do I think he was in which one? Carpenter's The Thing?
Yes.
What year did that movie come out?
81.
Yeah,
so he was probably like like Joe was saying, he's probably like 40-something.
Yeah, 47 years old.
Oh, okay.
When
oh.
that movie came out. And he yeah. looks like he's 68 years yeah. old in it. Yeah,
yeah, I mean, yeah. like, around that, you know, it must have been, I don't know when Cocoon came along, but, yeah. like, that was a movie about a bunch of old people.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
And he was one of them. And he was like wasn't
52.
That old.
He was like 52 yeah. years yeah. old.
He's like 50 in Cocoon, and he's supposed to be like 78 years old.
Yeah, yeah he just yeah. walk slower, you know, and just yeah. chew your oatmeal slower. Right.
Do you
and grow up with everyone smoking cigarettes around you your entire life, and you then also smoke those cigarettes. Yeah. You'll age wonderfully.
Yeah.
The Thursday Murder Club just got picked, like bought, optioned by Spielberg. And it's a series about people in their 70s and 80s who solve crimes in England. But he's going to book everyone in their 50s and 60s. So it's going to be the Wilford Brimley of today.
Oh.
It's going to get some work.
Neat.
Okay. Ooh.
I like
and
it.
And they're going to be told to walk slower.
Jackie, do you have a movie that you're...
thankful for?
Thankful for.
I can't follow that. So I'm just going to... I loved Wakanda Forever.
Okay, let's yeah. go current.
Yeah, I just saw it. I was like 20, 25 minutes into it, and all I could think was, I would like to watch this again. And there was another 2.5 hours to that movie.
And where are you at with the MCU in general? Do you find them wildly varying, or do you generally enjoy them?
I am predisposed to like all of them. And then, but I, of course, I mean, you know, there's, what, something, 30 of them? So yeah. I have sort of my top five, and then now it's because both Black Panther movies are in the top five, so I think I got to go with the top 10. But I'm controversial. I like the Ant-Mans.
That's like, controversial.
Yeah, yeah.
It's real controversial. The
Why?
Ant-Mans. No.
Why?
Well, because they're not. You know, everybody's like Thor. You know, Ragnarok, buddy movie, Hulk, and you're like, yeah. Anyway, what I like about Ant-Man is the stakes are low. Like, all that dude, he just wants to hang out with his daughter. Like, he's not trying to save the world, he just wants to hang out with his daughter, man.
Yeah, and they really figured out a way to get around of a lot of shit by making him, well, he's ant-sized, but super strong.
Right.
Right? So, like, it's never like, oh, no, he's going to get stepped on. Because if somebody steps on him, he just goes, hey.
Right. He's not Rick Moranis.
Throws them, you know.
That is the move.
It's not the Honey, I Shrunk the Kids tiny guy.
He's like, hey, I'm the sexiest man alive. Solid Paul Rudd impression. So, so your answer was Wakanda Forever.
Yes.
And
because
it was... But you like the Ant-Mans.
Yeah, right. But Wakanda Forever, of course, was incredibly... It's just good filmmaking, you know, much like the first Black Panther. Because I like... My favorite MCUs are the ones about family, you know, and...
Or the ones that, like, aren't focused on one character so much, like the ones with groups, like the Guardians and things like that tend to be more fun.
Yeah, first Guardians was good. I really liked it, but I liked, you know, like, I liked first Avenger. I liked the first Captain America because it was, you know, it was him and Bucky and, you know, creating a family, and it was... Yeah.
Wait till you see Fast and the Furious.
Yeah,
if you like
those
family.
Movies are all.
If you like family, you're gonna lose it.
Because
here's the thing: family. In those movies, it's all about family.
Wait a minute.
They'll just drive a car off a cliff and jump out of it, going family,
and with a Corona.
That's all they're allowed to drink in Fast and the Furious: Fireball and Corona.
Yeah.
All right, Joey Roses, what do you got for us? What's a movie you're thankful for?
Well, you know, I want to say Barbarian. It was just what a just wild, batshit, awesome movie that hit theaters.
You're thankful for that?
Yeah, well, I want to say that. I think I'm truly thankful for, because I can't stop talking about it, I am of the opinion that most of the movies that are coming out post-pandemic have been god-awful. There's been a quality drop. And I went back and rewatched Three Amigos the other night. And I was like, I forgot that comedies were really funny at one time in my life, like, and that had this many jokes. And like, the three of those guys in that movie are hitting... It's like grand slam top of their game comedy through the entire thing. It's so
fun.
He has
been talking about this for 2 days.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I'm solicited, yeah. Yeah.
And it's so well structured. I call my friend and I go, I never thought I'd see the day when I said Three Amigos is better structured than most dramas that are coming out right now. Like, it's just, we took it for granted, people. Because that movie got poorly reviewed when it came out. They were like, enough already. Yeah, Chevy Chase, great. You know, like, everybody was like, whatever. It's, we took it for granted. Like, it's a great, great, great movie. It's so funny.
And yeah, I just, great musical number, too.
It was a great musical number. I laughed out loud, like, hysterically for an hour and a half in my apartment alone. And I was like, I haven't done this in a long time.
Yeah, that sounds like a mental break.
That's part of it. That, yeah.
That three men in matching cowboy outfits on a very horrible-looking backlot set that never feels real for a goddamn second.
But that's the joke. That's part of the
that's
joke.
That's the joke.
That's part of, wait, do you hate Three Amigos?
I don't love it like, say, you do.
My little buttercup has the sweetest...
Smile.
Oh, it's... Yeah.
Look!
It's more fun here. You guys do it. No, I love... Right. Don't get me wrong. I love those. I love two of those guys unconditionally.
Let's pick.
You know.
Right.
And one of them was a hero of mine as a child, Chevy, and then just kind of proceeded, got more and more to a point where, right, like, looking at him is aggravating now.
Right.
You know, so it's kind of weird to go back and, like, I don't really go back to his movies as much, right, as I did. I love Foul Play as a kid. Right. I love scenes like Old Times.
Right.
I didn't love Oh Heavenly Dog.
No.
Where Benji dies,
yeah,
and gets reincarnated as Chevy Chase.
Yeah. No, I'm not a
big fan.
That one's
not so good. But anyway.
Fletch, of course.
But Three Amigos is interesting to me. It's interesting that you enjoy it so much to me because it is like when you were saying so many great lines, I was thinking about how it's kind of a series of set pieces. They just sort of do a thing for a little bit and then move on to the next thing. And I'd watch it again just off of that, for your enthusiasm for it.
Yeah, it's perfectly structured. Like, they hit the dilemma. They set it up. They do the setup in the first, like, scene. They hit the dilemma, like, 12 minutes in on the nose. The tension.
You enjoyed it so much you were looking at your watch? What happened?
I wasn't timing it.
Okay,
I just,
there you go.
I'm a swimmer. I have a good internal clock.
You have a better sense of time than a lot of comics. Anyway,
you just said that Three Amigos has tension in it.
It does.
Like, I don't remember that.
El Guapo.
I don't remember ever feeling like their lives were genuinely in danger or that we would see something violent
when
happen.
They scare off El Guapo's men the first time, yeah, and they're like, we did it, we're great. And then El Guapo comes himself. And when Steve Martin gets shot, and then he realizes, like, this is real. Like, it's a tense moment, but it's funny. It's still funny. It's still funny.
I want to see it on ice. When I see it, I want it to be Disney on ice.
I would also like to mention that Sweet Home Alabama was on in my room last night.
Yeah.
Just by chance. And that is a movie from 2002. That makes you believe in that movie, people in Alabama were still referring to Northerners as damn Yankees in 2002. There's a scene where she goes, did you call the sheriff on me? And the sheriff comes in and goes, woo, hell's bells. I was like, this is why the country's divided, everybody.
You brought a baby to a bar? Okay.
Do you want me to change your answer?
No,
to
Three Amigos.
Sweet Home Alabama.
You can pick either. It's up to you. Or Barbarian, the batshit horror movie. You can pick one of the three.
No, your answer is you had such a heartfelt, emotional response with the Three Amigos thing that,
yes,
it stands.
Yeah, okay.
It stands as your official answer.
Conan the Barbarian?
Huh?
Conan?
No, just Barbarian.
Barbarian.
Yeah, it's about a woman who does something no woman would ever do in their life.
Exactly. What?
There is no world in which a woman goes, I'll go in here. I'll go in here. There is women who have been divorced and found the man of their dreams and would not do what this woman does for a guy.
That's bullshit.
That is not bullshit.
That's bullshit.
Well, okay.
They justify why she has to go into the house.
Not really. Not really.
I would hang out with Conan the Barbarian.
Listen, folks, don't listen to Dan Van Jerk over here. All right? It's a good movie. Huh?
Sleep in your car.
She can't. It's a horrible neighborhood.
Get out of that dumb neighborhood. Oh. Yeah. Just get out. She should have taken Jordan Peele's advice and got out.
Yeah. No, Dan's right. We should shit all over a movie one of our friends made.
No, I did not. I do not think that. I just said no woman would do it. I enjoyed it. I loved seeing Kurt.
You sound
in
like
it.
You enjoyed it.
I did, but no one would. You have to suspend a big
Doug
hurdle.
Loves Movie's own Justin Long starring in the picture.
I know.
I suspend my disbelief all the time. Did I tell you about Wakanda Forever? I love you,
Jackie.
The MCU. I love all of it. I'm good at suspending my disbelief, but I don't enjoy tension. So I would
what's
probably
missing
not.
Oh,
then you're
going
to hate Three Amigos. Yeah.
What Wakanda Forever really needs is a character named El Guapo. That would really bring it all together, I think. Then everyone can enjoy it. But those are terrific recommendations, and I'll definitely see Wakanda Forever because I haven't seen it yet, and maybe watch these other two again. It's like, Joe, you have an excellent point about when we're on the road as comedians, you turn on the TV, sometimes there's one HBO or one Showtime, or sometimes there's five or six, but there's never anything you really want to watch on all the channels, so you end up just watching something that's like Sweet Home Alabama, where you're like, this is engaging enough because it so doesn't make any sense.
Right.
You know, so I can hang with this until the commercials.
It came on because I
go
put
do
on
something else.
I put the channel on because Four Christmases was on, and I was like, this is soothing enough to be on in the room right now. That's it.
Jon Favreau, and who's the guy that plays the other brother?
Vince Vaughn?
No, the
oh, I know
non-actor guy. Or, yeah, guy doesn't act much.
I know what you
he's
mean.
A football player or something.
Yeah.
Or a country singer, actually, I think. But anyway. So fucking funny in Four Christmases.
Yeah.
That scene where they're trying to play one of those, like Taboo or one of those guessing games, is a fucking hilarious scene.
Favreau making out with his wife at the table, and they're getting like almost into rough sex at the table in front of the family is truly magical. Oh, yeah, and the country guy. What is that guy's name?
Trace
the guy
Atkins.
From Sling Blade. Isn't it the guy from Sling Blade?
Oh, Dwight Yoakam?
Dwight Yoakam.
Isn't it Dwight Yoakam?
I don't think
so. Nope, it's not Dwight Yoakam. That's what I was saying. It's not Dwight Yoakam.
It's one of those guys. I wish we were in Texas because someone would probably know.
It's not Trace Adkins?
No.
Is it Trace Adkins?
Is it? No. Okay. No. All right. Hey, real quick.
I know, we got to close
real quick,
the door. We
don't
gotta
ask them. Know, don't I'm tell us. Yep. Thanks.
I opened it and then I closed it.
Once it's open, it's so hard to close. All right. So thanks again for your recommendations. And we're going to take a quick break and then we're going to come back and play some games. We'll be right back.
Yeah.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles, just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month.
We're back! Yeah! All right, so this is who we're playing for today. We worked it out during the break through a series of arm wrestling matches.
And Dan is playing for probably the best name tag in the room, Les Miserables.
Yeah.
Good job, Rob. Oh, you know what? Actually, this name tag's better. Jackie's playing for Portia in Pink.
I'm not good at this, so good luck. Okay.
Yeah. And then Joe picked our friend Will, who has been known over the years to come to the Houston shows and bring a sheet and have all the guests on the show sign it. And I thought that was your name tag, the sheet. It doesn't have a pun on it, like that piece of paper you wrote Will O on. Have all three of these guests signed the sheet already?
Before.
Yeah. Oh, but you get people to sign it another time and then date it? So there must be like over 100 signatures on that fucking sheet. Show everybody. This thing's ridiculous.
Wow, they look like pants that you don't need underwear for.
I think, yeah. The sheet.
Chris Hardwick had to draw a big version of his logo on there. What a nerdist. Okay. Joe's going to play for Will O. Yes. and his sheet. And welcome
It'll be
back.
Good. Honorable mention to Walt, who I didn't pick, but I still feel bad about, but it was worth the joke, and
shout
I have
out.
A disease.
Nice, Walt.
Shout out to Walt the Line and Herbie Goes Bajanas. I mean, add Goes Bananas to any serious-sounding movie, and it creates a great new title.
Chinatown. Yeah.
That's the name of Indiana Jones 5.
Goes Bananas.
Goes Bananas.
Indiana Jones and the Goes Bananas. All right. I enjoyed that one more than anyone else. This first game we're going to play today is called Live, Die, Repeat.
Yeah!
Some people probably cheered for it. They don't even know what it is. But it's a very fun game where I am going to say the title of a motion picture. And the first person up here on stage with me who repeats back that title correctly wins the game.
Wow.
Let's do it.
Yeah.
I got a chance.
Seems simple. And it also is simple. But it's fun for me to play because the guests are always quite, they always look at me like how Joe's looking at me right now. Go ahead. What's your question?
Ask it.
This really is the game.
This is the game.
Okay. Do we have to?
I'll give you an example. True Grit.
True Grit.
See, Dan.
Okay. But we have to wait till you finish saying it, right?
No.
Oh, okay.
No. So, like, if he'd have said True Grit while right between True and Grit, I would have said that is correct. You did
okay.
it.
All right.
But he didn't. He didn't.
He didn't.
He came in after.
Okay.
But if you interrupt me with an answer, I'll tell you if it's right or wrong or not, and then I'll start back at the beginning of the title.
Got it.
All right. Here we go.
Planes, Trains, and Automobiles.
Now, you know I love a good pre-guess. But also, other than the movie Planes, I can't think of any movie other than Planes, Trains, and Automobiles that begins
true.
With the word planes. So,
other than planes.
Yeah, so that probably won't be what I'm about to say. But thematic, you thought it might be thematic that I'd bust out a classic Thanksgiving movie, but slow your roll where it's only... Oh, wait. Yeah, Thanksgiving's Thursday.
Yeah.
So it is coming up, so that might be what's going on here.
Yeah.
I don't know what's going on. I'm just gonna read it.
Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Stone.
Harry and the Hendersons.
Harry Potter.
Harry Potter.
Harry Potter and the Game of the Goblet of Fire. Goblet of Fire.
Harry Potter and the Half-Blood Prince.
Harry Potter and the...
Harry Potter and the Prisoner of Azkaban! That is correct!
Yeah. done, Joe.
Thank you.
So
I feel
just
alive.
Just between us, I'm going through all the Harry Potters. I've done two shows of the first two movies. That was the third one. I'm just going to do each one. Because, you know, somebody has to say it faster than somebody else. It's still a challenge.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah.
You know, but if you knew sure coming is. Into the, that that's what I was doing,
okay.
You really could have won.
Okay.
All right. So congratulations, Joe DeRosa. You won our first game.
Nice. Nice.
Do you recall from previous appearances on the show what you won?
No, I do not. It's been a while.
You get to go first in the next game.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah. Isn't it an advantage to go first?
It is an advantage.
May or may not be.
I don't know.
We don't know yet.
I can't remember.
We have to find out together.
All right. If only Jacob Seraph were here to tell you how to do it. No? Nothing? I got nothing. Oh, I thought that was like a running gag on the show, isn't it?
Maybe you should have gone with Sam Levine.
Oh, no, I just meant I've been on the show many times where Jacob Seraph has combated you in front of the audience about the roles are.
No, I have lots of combatives.
Oh, okay. I thought it was
it's
like
kind of a thing comedians do.
Okay. I thought
it
was
they sit down
kill.
And start giving me shit about how dumb these games are.
Yeah. I didn't give
you
shit.
And it's mostly because they're bad at them.
Okay.
The ones that are good at them like it. Right, Dan?
Mm-hmm.
Wait. Was that a shot?
No.
Oh, okay. Hold on, I'm reeling from my Seraph bomb. Yeah. That bombed like Seraph said it. Listen.
Sam Seraph?
God damn it.
Should we cut that part out?
No. He'll text me. Yes, cut it out.
Okay.
All right.
This next game we're going to play, I'm so excited, because it's a twist on an old favorite. And now it's called Bane or Rain? Yay!
Okay.
I'm going to say a quote in my impression of Bane from Dark Knight Rises. You have to tell me if that quote is something Bane said or something that the character Rain said, who is the bad guy in Passenger 57 with Wesley Snipes, or neither. It could be something that's in, they don't say in either movie.
Okay. I swear to God, I thought you were gonna say, or if Dustin Hoffman said it in Rain Man.
Yeah.
I thought that's what you were going to say, and I was like, this is going to be the easiest game of all time. But you really threw... This is going to be really hard. I've never seen Passenger 57.
Oh, shit.
Who played Bane in the Batman movie?
Tom Hardy, and I got it.
Because, you know, James Adomian does it in Harley.
Say what?
Quinn. James Adomian plays Bane in the cartoon.
Oh, right on.
Yeah.
Love James. All right, so... Jackie's just going to be here for any extra trivia.
Yeah, I got other James Adomian trivia.
All the James
if
Adomian
anyone needs
trivia.
That. There you go.
And but Joe is going to be, I'm going to do the line for you, and you're going to tell me Bane, Rain, or neither. If you miss, then Jackie gets a shot. If she misses, Dan gets the gimme point. And it goes around like that. Whoever gets it right, the next person gets to go first in the next round.
All right.
Ready, Joe?
Yes.
All right. put that down. Okay. Is this Bane, Rain, or neither?
It seems I may have underestimated you.
Very good, Doug.
It seems... I may have underestimated you.
It really does throw you because the voice makes you immediately think it was said in Batman, but it's because of the voice. Also, unless the line starts with, "Hey, Wesley Snipes," I'm not going to know if it was from Passenger 57. I'm going to just say it was Bane said it. Bane said it in the Batman movie.
You're going to say Bane said,
"It seems I may have underestimated you."
Yes.
Incorrect. Okay. Jackie, is it Rain or neither?
I think it's Rain.
I think. You are correct. It was Reed.
Because sometimes in thrillers, people get underestimated. That's why I picked that. So everybody knows.
I'm mad at myself because I know Bane as a character would never give Batman that much credit.
Right?
And I'm mad at myself.
Think it through. Here's the next one. Here's the next one. It could happen.
It is the kind of word he would use, though. He 100%. Likes words that are more syllables than necessary.
I could also see Bane saying that to, like, Two-Face.
What's that?
Like, to another villain.
To a non-Batman.
Yeah. Might not have been to Batman, Joe. He might have said it to, like, a bartender. Maybe he said it to a postal worker. We don't know.
Mm-hmm. Right. His ex-wife.
Two-Face isn't in the movie, though.
Yeah, it's true.
Bane's ex-wife, though. She is.
Bane's ex-wife?
Yeah. She would have slept in the car.
What?
No, I'm just referencing. I'm riffing, Joe DeRosa. Riffing. Are we all familiar? It's my best chance of winning.
I take this too seriously.
You are competitive. Good for you.
Jackie's on the board with 1 point.
Yes.
Dan gets to start us off on this next one.
Okay.
Dan, is it Bane? Rain,
mm-hmm.
or neither.
Okay.
Who said?
Okay.
Bet on red and you'll soon be dead. Bet on red.
Yep.
And you'll soon be dead.
It is Rain.
That is incorrect.
Wow.
It is.
Such a famous line in Passenger 57 that has to do with that.
Joe?
I know for a fact it's neither.
It's a fact?
It's a fact. That is in
You said you've never even seen Passenger 57.
But I would have guessed it based on the trailer, always bet on black, and it wasn't that.
Right.
So, see, I'm playing smart now. I know Bane didn't say it.
That is correct.
Good job.
Neither. Yeah. Well done.
Yeah, I just imagine the conversation, like where, because Wesley Snipes says to him, they talk to each other a lot over like a walkie-talkie or something, and he says, always bet on black,
right.
And like telling the villain, hey, I'm going to fuck you up.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And I thought it'd be funny if the villain said, bet on red and you'll be dead. Like, I just thought that was a funny reaction and response. And it tricked Dan, so that's the main thing. The main thing here.
Wesley Snipes had another trailer that, at the same time, that had a great line in it that was up there with Always Bet on Black, where his boss goes, we got to do this one by the book. And Wesley Snipes goes, well, then I'm going to put him in a box by the book.
And like he's going to set a book next to the box that he's in?
That was a button on the trailer. He was going to kill the guy by the book.
And you don't remember what movie
that's
it was?
That's not in any
it
book.
Was Avenue, it was
that's
Avenue,
so weird.
Whatever, the president one.
Oh, 1600 Pennsylvania
yeah.
Avenue?
Yeah.
That's the one where in the trailer, when they find out that, you know, somebody's died there, they say, that's an address that changes all the rules.
Mm-hmm. Hey. Oh, so maybe.
That's such a terrible line. Like, wait, what? The rules are different with murder if it happens at the White House. and then time has gone on and it's proven to be true, I guess.
Right.
Yeah, very.
All right, so Jackie has one, Joe has one.
Right.
And Dan is always a great guest on the show.
Get on the board, Dan. Get on the board.
Always All nice right. to have you. But since Joe got that last one, Jackie gets to go first on this next one. If she gets this one right, she wins Bane or Rain. Now, this one is a back and forth a little bit. I'm going to say one line is like just a regular guy. And then I'm going to say the response that's either made up, so it's neither, or it's Bane, or it's Rain. Jackie, it goes like this. What's your plan? Say it real natural. So, what's your plan?
Commandeering this plane with no survivors.
So, turns out that's his plan.
Wow. Wow. Weirdly, I kind of want to guess rain.
That's what you want to guess?
That's what I want to guess.
Well, let me double check this real quick. That's incorrect.
I am wrong. I could have won this game.
You still may.
You really could have. That was really, no, that was really a great moment right there. Dan?
I'll go Bane.
You're going to say Bane?
Yeah.
Said commandeering this plane with no survivors?
Oh, yeah. He says it to Littlefinger.
He says it to who?
Well, that's my guess. Yeah. It's my fault. I opened the door earlier.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. I tried to
once
shut
that
it.
That door's open.
I know.
I kind of like to leave it open, to, you know, because we have a seat for Elijah. But
guess of Hanukkah.
What'd you guess?
I guess Bane.
Bane is correct. We've got a three-way tie.
Three-way tie. There is hope. There
who's
is
Littlefinger?
Hope.
Maybe I can... It'll be bad.
Who is
or
what?
You?
Yeah,
who's
I don't.
Littlefinger.
Who is Littlefinger?
That's the guy. Is... Garcetti.
Who?
From The Wire.
Oh, the Wire guy.
Yeah, yeah, who's also Littlefinger.
The actor from The
Thrones.
Wire. He's like the guy in the plane at the beginning that's okay. yelling at Bane.
Yeah, he tells him.
He's great. Yelling at Bane on the plane.
Okay.
Did you know the Bane on the plane speaks mainly?
And Bane is like...
insane.
It's interesting insane. That you're threatening to throw me off a plane, but you're also going to shoot me.
It's a weird scene.
It is. Isn't that the one where he says, it will be bad?
Yeah. Is it if you take off the mask, will it be painful? He goes,
it will be painful for you.
Such a good line.
Yeah. But the sound mix wasn't great, so people didn't even know what he was saying in that scene.
And they never follow through with that. That there's all that setup in that whole opening sequence.
It's
why
just
does
an
he
opening
wear
sequence.
Mask?
It's like a James Bond movie. It's just an opening stunt, and then they move on.
But they bring up the mask like multiple times, and then they never tell you.
You know what movie?
Never tell you why he wears
that?
The mask?
I don't think they ever...
It was because he was born in the shadows.
That's
you know
true.
What movie would not have done that? Three Amigos.
Yes, that's true. Very well-structured film.
They never explain why they wear the hats.
Because it's always funny.
All right, Josie, it did work out for you that you get to go first, or that you went first, because now it's back to you, and
great.
This is the tiebreaker, so if you get this one, you win the game.
Great.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah, wait till you hear what you win if you win this game.
All right,
this one is less acting. I just have the one sentence to say. It's either Bane or Rain or neither.
It's the American way, isn't it, brother?
I'm just going to say... it's the American way, isn't it, brother? Fuck! Bane might say that on Wall Street!
For the listener at home, Joe is rocking back and forth like the little kid in the movie Looper after he makes it rain inside.
My God, my...
Bane, rain, or neither?
I've never felt close.
I'm going to say rain. I'm going to say rain. We haven't had a rain. I'm going to say rain.
All right.
You're saying it's like rain on a summer's day. It's a free ride. You go rain? That is correct. You did it!
That's it!
Hey!
All right. Here we go. Here we go. Now it's a game.
Welcome out of the shadows, brother.
Because like... Bane is not above calling somebody brother. And then the bad guy in this other one said it, so I was like, that's too good, but you figured it out.
And there is the big Wall Street sequence, and I was like, I think he says this when he's stealing the money, but he doesn't. Who plays Rain,
spoiler.
By the way?
Who plays what?
Who plays Rain?
An actor that we never heard from again. And this is crazy. His last name is Payne.
Really?
Yeah, so it could have been Rain or Bane or Payne.
Do you know what his agent said?
Nuh-uh.
No pain.
No gain?
Yeah.
That's
it's
what he tells to every, to try to get him into every movie.
Yeah, to try to get him
You gotta hire him, no pain, no gain.
Every movie.
And they're like, we've heard it, dude. Yeah, that guy didn't. He was the villain in that movie, and then didn't.
Okay.
Just sort of disappeared, kind of like what happened to Alan Rickman after Die Hard. Wait, what? Very similar character. Anyway, let's do another break, and when we come back, Joe is going to go first in our final game. That's going to determine who wins the Fuck St. Louis bag. Apologies.
The whole bag?
Apologies, St. Fucking Louis.
The whole bag.
Did not mean to say that about St. Louis. I love it there.
I had to look at the bag and go, whoa.
I love their fucking bags.
Yeah.
And I don't, it's the flyover festival, but I do not fly over. I go right in there. We'll be right back.
Yeah.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
We're back!
Hey!
Only that guy doesn't have his phone out.
What's happening, Jackie?
This entire row had their phones out, and I was like, why doesn't that guy have his phone out? Oh, there it is. Oh, never mind. Okay.
They're just working something out right in front of our faces. Planning We're not in a commercial break move. Anymore either.
Oh, wow. Okay.
What, you okay? You're hungry? Oh, then you should probably just go. Because now I have to sit here and do 25 more minutes of show knowing that you would rather be eating.
Story of my life, to be fair, Doug. Story of my life, to be fair.
People are always on their way to a meal when they come see you?
No, I am. I'm constantly going, man, I could really eat something.
I see. Okay, fair enough. All right. So, Joe emerged victorious in that last game.
He did.
Yes.
So that means, Joe, you're going to go first in our last game. I'm begging you to stop talking to each other about where you're going to eat and just fucking leave. Oh, you're good? Because I could see you.
We're all
see, that guy just talked into your ear about what I'm saying to you right now. What did you say, sir? You're going to get roasted. I don't have time to roast anybody. We got a fun game to play.
We're almost done.
So
we're almost done.
I'm going to only one more warning, and then I'm going to probably give a third warning. All right.
Okay.
Here's how this game works. It's called Super IMDb.
Boom. Oh, yeah.
Here's how this game works. We're going to start with Joe. I'm going to name an actor or actress, and then you are going to guess the title of a movie you think might be on their IMDb page as one of their best known for movies.
Okay. I love this game. I do. I'm excited about it.
If you get one of the titles in the top four, you get a point. Then we move to Dan, and he gets to guess. Obviously, the title you said will be off the table. Guess a different movie. If it's in there, you get a point. And then Jackie, same thing to you. Play multiple rounds, so different people will go first, so Joe doesn't always get to go first.
Okay.
And again, it's just the folks on stage guessing here.
And the winner of this?
Because it's going to come into a lot of your heads, and you're going to want to say it out loud.
And this is for the Fuck You St. Louis bag? This is it, right?
This is the game that will determine who gets St. Fucking Louis.
Okay.
Remember that game where
tote bag?
It was like all those IMDb names. You had to pick a number. Remember that? Where you'd say the movie or you'd say the name of the actor, and then it would be like how many people were in that movie, like where they were in the list.
Oh, the Leonard Maltin game.
Was that that game?
Well, it's a different game you're describing.
Right. It was a different game. I'm glad it's not that game. I was really bad at that game.
Oh, because it was too,
I got a better
that one was too hard for you?
That one's too hard.
Oh, okay.
This is a nice game.
This should be a little easier. We'll see.
It seems nicer.
We'll see how it goes.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Okay. Air Bud.
I'm sorry, I'm just excited to...
Too soon. Okay.
I'm just excited to
win.
Yeah,
when in doubt, just yell out Air Bud. You never know. You never know when I might go, yes.
It was Air Bud.
But it's not your turn yet, Jackie.
Okay.
You're going third on this one. We're switching the order around. Joe, tell me what you think might be in the top four of the films. And I'll even give you a little extra piece of information about the person in case anybody gets confused about who they are. He was a robot on the Westworld TV show on HBO. Ed Harris.
Yes.
So give me a film that you think would be that the algorithm or that he or his agent bought IMDb Pro and decided themselves. You don't know which way it's going to go.
For the top four, meaning most looked at on IMDb.
Basically. Yeah, or, okay. Like I said, he could have arranged his own top four.
I'm going to say The Truman Show.
That's your answer. I'm looking at the four titles. And it's the first one they mentioned.
Wow. Oh, my God. Holy smokes.
Well done, Joe.
Wow. Are you a ringer?
Well, any movie where the actor wears a little beanie hat through the whole thing, they took it real serious. You know, Tom Hanks, Philadelphia, The Truman Show.
David
Hockney. That's it. That's all the examples.
That's it. That's the two of them. There's probably another one out there somewhere.
Okay, now we move on to Dan Van Kirk.
Okay.
He's eliminated one of the many films that Ed Harris has been in.
Yep.
What do you think is in his top four in addition to The Truman
There's
Show?
There's three more to me that are very, extremely strong contenders.
You're only going to say one of them, though.
With...
Could I have one?
Don't want to help Jackie. She wants Dan's leftovers.
Can I just have either one of the...
I'll go with The Rock.
That's an actor. I'm kidding.
Is it?
Oh, yeah.
That's a performer.
Yeah. He's a performer. So much better.
Yeah. No, I've always liked him, but yeah, you're right.
Like, I just rewatched San Andreas, and I was like, whoa, this was early on.
It was?
I have a multi-$1,000 bet that in the next 15 years, The Rock will be nominated for a performance Oscar.
Someone even started to clap and went, oh, no, wait. I didn't think you were going to say that.
I think that he will.
I thought after nominated, it would be like People's Choice Award or not an acting Oscar or maybe a producing Oscar.
Performance.
What? Yeah. What could he possibly do?
I feel like there's going to
be a thing.
He's
just going to be in a full-blown drama?
15 years, I think there's going to be a...
I hope we're around in 15 years to
remake a Blindside.
To have a
yeah, or The Wrestler.
That's what I'm saying.
The Rock is Schindler.
You don't think he'd be great in The Blindside playing Sandra Bullock's part? He'd be so fucking good.
He would have been good in that role.
But he would get a nomination.
Let's not take away roles from women for The Rock.
Let's take away that role from everyone.
Dan, bad news. The Rock did not make his top four, which makes me feel like he picked it himself.
I'm shocked.
Because that clearly is one of the most popular movies he's been in.
I can't
and it's not in there.
Jackie. Uh-huh. Yeah.
There's three more Ed Harris movies.
I like Ed Harris.
He's good.
In my dreams. How about that? Huh? Come on. No. Has he got that listed? No. Here's the problem. I can't remember the name of it. Didn't he play Hockney?
Okay, don't ask questions because you'll get answers.
It's Hockney.
And
it's not called that.
You want to say Hockey the movie?
Hockney.
Hockney. I see what David you're doing. I know exactly what's happening here.
Yeah, it's I'm losing. That's what's happening.
I'm going to have to call time in a second because everyone's going crazy wanting to yell at you what the actual answer is that you're looking for.
So obvious.
Yeah.
Damn.
It is to me now. It's so obvious.
All right, Jackie, we're going to have to move on.
Yeah.
But you were so close. Because he didn't play the painter David Hockney, he played Pollock.
Yeah.
In the movie of the same name, Pollock.
Different artist entirely.
Wait,
he played
a
fish? Wait, I'm kidding.
Yeah, that's it. You all three guessed, right?
Oh, okay. For some reason, I thought we kept going.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well, we all took a guess.
Say another one then that I should have said.
No. Hang on a sec.
Okay.
Jackson.
Because I'm confirming that Pollock was in there. If you'd have known, it was called Pollock.
Yeah, not Hockney.
That was the other one.
You know, he's the artist that, splattered everything. Yeah. He's the guy that came up with that.
apparently,
he also had some trouble in his domestic life. So that's the movie's more about that than about him throwing paint at the thing. But we don't really have time to do this every time. But you have like another guess you'd like to do that's worth no points.
Yeah.
Okay. What is it?
I'm pretty sure based on where we're at, you have Apollo 13 in that top.
Apollo 13 is on there. And then
he wasn't in Silverado, right?
And then he wasn't in that. No, yeah. But then it was a Western, though. God, you're so close with these noises and sounds that you're making, because he directed and starred in a movie called Appaloosa.
That's it.
Yeah, and that's why I think it's in his top four, because he picked. Because nobody's sitting around going, "Oh, Appaloosa."
Wait, Apollo 13. I was thinking of Armageddon. I'm like, why would he put Armageddon in?
Hey, Doug,
Apollo
could
13?
You start a podcast called Doug Loves Books?
I think you ask me that every time you're on. Appaloosa 13 would be an interesting movie. All right, so at the end of that round, we ended up with only 1 point for Joe.
Joe.
You did it, Joe.
Willow.
We'll start with Dan on this next one.
Willow,
though.
You're winning the wand.
Right. Dan?
Yes, friend.
He followed the science on CSI New York.
Okay.
Gary Sinise. The films of Gary Sinise.
Yep. It'll...
I'll give you...
Jackie just
I'll give
whispered.
You two
I'm so
seconds.
Fucked.
That is good podcasting.
You're not,
I should have said that into the
You're
microphone.
Not fucked if you're into like listening to everything everybody says and figuring out what might be happening here.
Yeah.
Instead of just giving up. Dan, answer the question.
Okay. I will go with Forrest Gump.
Yeah. It's the number one movie.
Yeah.
All right, Jackie.
He's serious, because I did this for you.
Right?
Yes. You know.
Yeah.
They know.
Right. I want to say the Shaggy D.A. But
Gary Sinise is in that?
A lot of people don't know that he, he just auditioned.
They went with RDJ on that one. Nothing?
Hannah and Her Sisters. I got nothing.
That's
the
a
last
great guess.
Woody Allen movie
That's
I saw.
That's a great guess.
Yeah.
But no.
No. Not a chance.
Joe, tell her what she's
tell,
not
Tell me what I've
saying.
Won.
Hold on. Nope. Don't yell anything, because as Doug said, you'll be tempted to. I literally cannot think of one other Gary Sinise movie besides Forrest Gump. I'm going to take a wild guess
I did this
and
for
say
you.
He was in Con Air.
Incorrect. You know what he
that was
in?
Steve Buscemi.
What?
Apollo 13.
Oh, my God.
This is why I said I did that for you. And then for you.
Oh, that's why Doug said listen to the... Now
yes.
I understand. I didn't understand.
At one point, he literally said in the last round, Houston, we have a problem.
All I remember about Apollo 13 is Tom Hanks being like,
we're stuck up here. That was scary good.
He used to do that in movies. He would do that all the time.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, Joe's always doing his physical impressions when he comes on my podcast. You really got to see this show in person. All right, so the other two in Gary Sinise's top four, number two was Of Mice and Men, and then Apollo 13, and then number four was Ransom. Ransom.
Okay. What's the Gary Sinise movie where in the trailer they go, he's a cyborg with a bomb in his chest?
I don't know.
My friend used to yell that at us when we got high all the time. He made a movie where he was a cyborg.
That's good to have like a signal when you know your friend is high. Because
yeah.
He's yelling that weird shit. Yeah.
That's also my safe word during sex. I yell out, he's a cyborg
Barry
with
Manilow's
a bomb in his chest.
Barry Manilow's safe word is apricot. Did you know that?
I did not.
Barry Manilow's safe word, apricot.
Somebody's going to win some Mediterranean apricots today.
Yeah, yeah, they're in the bag.
Yeah. Okay, so this next round, Jackie gets to go first. You got this, Jackie.
I got this.
Yeah. He was big into bigamy on HBO's Big Love, the late, great Bill Paxton.
Independence Day?
Holy shit. Jesus, Jackie. Doug, I think we need to take another break. Holy shit. Jackie, do you know what movies are?
No. I have that face thing where I don't know what anybody looks like.
Okay.
I think I'm going to throw up.
I think you did throw
Joe
up.
Joe DeRosa.
Just a little bit.
It's Joe DeRosa's turn, everybody.
Has anyone ever been this
Hey, we got to wrap this thing up. People want to go eat.
All right.
Just this row.
I'm going to say aliens.
Number one slot in his top four, aliens. That is correct.
All right.
And this arrogant son of a bitch.
No, not that
did
it
Did you
wasn't...
see that thing he did? Where
yes.
He was like, who fucking, oh no, yeah,
I
aliens.
Wanted you to just say it. I just
Number
want you to say
one.
It. I know, but I want you to just say it.
Okay, it. Hang on. We got to keep playing.
I'm sorry.
That's all right.
We got to fucking eat.
Sorry.
All right, it's your turn, Dan.
Okay. Obviously, Twister.
Yes! Number four. You did it. So there's two more titles on here for
no.
Bill Paxton. And I just want to ask if either of you have a second guess just for fun.
I would say I would give a shot at Trespass, starring him and Bill. What? What's so funny about that? Is this real?
It's really real, Dan. All right. So you got to go first to this next round, Joe.
Okay. Yeah. What was so funny about Trespass?
Sleeping.
Are you going to tell him?
Sleeping.
Wait, so who got that last one?
He did.
Wait, you got one and...
We both did.
Joe
got one.
And that's
he got
it.
One. I haven't gotten any. Shocking.
Yeah.
No one.
Oh, and Joe got a point for aliens. That's
yeah,
right.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so you each got a point in that round.
I am so sorry, Portia.
Joe gets to go,
okay,
Joe gets
so
to go first.
I'm so glad that you got another beer. Okay.
Yeah. Joe gets to go first in this one.
All right.
You ready, Joe?
Yep.
Okay.
So you think.
He had a buddy. He had a buddy with bosoms on bosom buddies.
Oh, Lord.
It's okay. The films of Tom Hanks.
I thought you were going to say the other guy for a second, and I was going to be like, fuck
Peter,
you.
Peter Scolari.
Peter Scolari.
Yeah. Yeah. Peter Berg.
I knew that one. God damn, I knew that
Peter
one.
Berg. I don't think Peter Scolari shares as much in common with the other people in this game, but go ahead. Tom Hanks.
I will go with Forrest Gump.
I mean, it seems to be the go-to answer for you whenever you get the chance, and I feel like it comes up a lot in your life. Rain Man and Forrest Gump. But yes, that is correct. Forrest Gump is in Tom Hanks' top four. He won an Oscar for it, of course. And now we go to Dan.
I have to let it play out. I'm gonna go with I'll go with Philadelphia.
Not in the top four.
It's fine.
Whoa!
Yeah, he won the Oscar for that too. Back to back Oscars for that in Forrest Gump, but Philly's not in.
It's fine because it's all about what happens next.
Right. He didn't want to pick like
Cocktail.
I'm going to pick the gimme, which is what he's done here, which is Big.
Yes.
You're going with Big? Is that your answer, Big?
Oh.
Use the amplification end of your microphone.
Joe versus the volcano.
Are you sure you don't want to go with Big? Like, just to get a point on the board.
Big.
Okay, yes, Big is in his top four.
This is one of the most emotionally traumatic. I have to go to trauma therapy.
Yeah.
Except for that I don't believe in trauma therapy.
Robin,
I mean,
sorry,
you just never know.
Bigger things are
you
happening.
You never know which way these things are going to go and how people are going to play this game. But Dan, if you had to guess another one that would be in Tom Hanks' top
just
four,
to throw it out there,
what would you guess?
Probably Apollo 13. And you know what? I probably would have done that for Bill Paxton, too, if we're just shooting this shit.
I'm not kidding. I'm not kidding. I didn't even think of it.
No, that was clear.
Yeah.
Both of you didn't think of it four times.
Now do you understand my reaction to you not saying it?
Hey, but Dan.
No, you did that to aliens.
Check this out.
Oh,
hey,
oh,
everybody look this way and listen to me talk for a minute. Yeah. Sit down. Yeah, sit down and shut up.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Just let me fucking finish this bit.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Apollo 13 is not in his top four. It was a trap, and you were too dumb to fall for the trap.
No, I was too smart to fall for the trap.
No, you weren't.
I admit to being too dumb to fall for the trap.
Hey.
What's the trap? I don't understand.
Apollo 13 is in everyone except the one where Dan thought it was going to be.
Oh.
Dan was really smart. He could have fallen for that trap.
Yeah. Oh, big time.
Everybody fell for a piece of something.
Okay.
And that's why I love writing this shit.
Okay. Right. Woo! Now I get it.
Yeah. So who got points in that last round? Jackie got one.
Ha-ha!
Yeah. Joe.
And Joe got one for the Forrest Gump thing.
Mm-hmm.
And Dan,
did not.
Yeah, it was Castaway is number one.
Love Castaway.
All yeah. right, dear.
That's
and it's
one.
Funny, you look up Wilson's IMDb page and it's not even mentioned. And then number four was Saving Private Ryan.
Mm.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I would have guessed Sleepless in Seattle.
Joe versus the Vault.
So we have a tie. Currently between Joe
right.
and Dan.
Oh, thank God.
Wait a minute. But he didn't get a point in that one, and I did. Didn't that put me ahead?
More than one person get a point during each round, because all you got to do is name one of the top four.
No, I know, but I tied.
But he's already gotten two.
But I think he has three.
I have three.
Wait, where?
The very first one, the first round, he got one.
First round.
Then he got one for
Truman
Alien.
Show.
And, yeah, then he got one for Aliens. And then he just
Aliens.
Got one. Aliens, yeah. right.
And he didn't get one this round, though.
No, yeah, I did. I got Forrest Gump this round.
Oh, always Forrest Gump. That's right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, so you have three. Dan has two.
Sounds like I won.
Joe DeRosa is our winner!
Oh! I love it!
But just for laughs. Because I was hoping there'd be a tie.
Do I have to give up my Blockbuster card?
No.
I think you should have already. But just for fun, the films of Kevin Bacon.
Tremors.
We'll let Dan go first. Ask yourself, if I had a tiebreaker, after the Tom Hanks thing, where Apollo 13 didn't make his top four, what's happening with Kevin Bacon's top four? Are you going to go Apollo 13, or are you going to name take a chance and name one of his other films?
Right. I think that,
Which way do you think this is going to go?
I think I would go Apollo 13. Yeah, I think I would.
Bike Messenger.
Not in his top four.
Whoa.
I know it is.
If you say Stir of Echoes is in his top
four. For a bonus point you don't need, Joe.
Footloose.
Footloose is number one.
Number one. Quicksilver didn't make it. Quicksilver didn't make it.
Will's going to win the Fuck Me in St. Louis bag.
He starts out with the fun Footloose is number one, and then the remaining three movies could not be more depressing and disturbing.
Sure.
The Woodsman, Mystic River, and Hollow Man.
Oh, jeez.
How is Hollow Man in his top four?
That movie's fucked up.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. I know. Yeah. I know.
Did you guys see Quicksilver?
I'm a man and I'm invisible. I've got some interesting ideas what I'm going to do with this.
Will some, you know what I want to happen so bad? I want an internet nerd to do one of those things where it's like Footloose and The Woodsman take place in the same universe. You know when they do that with movies with the same actor? I would like that.
No, you're talking about the Footwood universe.
Footwood,
it's very popular. And you won the prizes for Will, who kind of deserves them more than anybody because he's been to 13 tapings, always brings his sheet with all the autographs on it, and always finds an interesting place to sit. All right, Joe, you start us off. You do your plugs first. What do you got to promote?
Joey Rose's Sandwich Shop and Bar in New York City.
Please
come by. We're open 7 days a week. Go to joeyrosesnyc.com for details on that. If you want to see me live, joedeRosaInfo.com for my show dates and tickets. And then I have two podcasts, Taste Buds with Sal Volcano on YouTube and the No Press channel. And then we'll see you in hell with me and Patty Walsh talking about movies. And you can get that on Patreon. So check those out, please. Thank you.
I love it when you post those clips with Sal where you're like just fucking yelling at each other about mustard or whatever the fuck. Like, it's so entertaining.
Thank you.
I appreciate being able to scroll through those and have a laugh.
Thank you, man. I love you. Thanks for having me.
Good
this
to
was
see
really
you, dude.
Fun
good
today.
To see
Thank you.
You. Jackie Cation.
Doug Benson, can I first say that I appreciate that you believe in me at
I
least
do,
once a year.
I do, every time.
Every time.
This is going to be the one.
This is going to be the time she's seen all of these weird movies and know who these people are. And I don't.
Did you come all the way to Houston to tell them that Apollo 13 is a weird movie?
It's, can I tell you?
I don't go for that artsy shit, all right?
Can I tell you that I haven't seen, I don't think I've seen any of the movies that were mentioned this evening.
There's no way you've never seen Forrest Gump?
I've never seen Forrest Gump.
Oh my goodness.
And by the way, I've never seen it on purpose.
What an amazing life you're leading.
Yeah, you know what? I feel healed because of it, because he's a piece of shit in that movie. Anyway.
Forrest Gump's a piece of shit?
In that movie, it is a celebration of stupidity that I don't want any part of. It is genuinely a celebration of,
I feel like he means well, though.
It's essentially, it's the idiot's version of Zelig, another movie I've never seen. Anyway.
What would you like to plug,
Jackie?
You
know what I'm doing, guys? I'm canceling myself. See me play stadiums all over the country. Cancel culture. Is it real? No, I'll be doing Fenway next week. No, anyway, so... Yeah, I have two podcasts. I have The Dork Forest, where we talk about things we love. Sadly, they are not random movies. Sometimes they're movies, but I know. And then I'm just continue digging this hole. And the other one is called The Jackie and Laurie Show, and it's Kilmartin and I talking about stand-up comedy. And then JackieCation.com is where my tour dates are. You could also go to FamilyPetAncestry.com, which points you to JackieCation.com, because that's funny. FamilyPetAncestry.com. Did your cat come over on the Mayflower? Is your dog eligible to join the Dogs of the American Revolution? FamilyPetAncestry.com. I'm done
Thank
now.
Thank you, Jackie. Jackie Cation, everybody.
Radical ideas.
You could go on a vacation, you can go on a staycation, but I prefer Jackie Cation. And Dan Van Kirk?
Yes. Go to danielvankirk.com for all my dates. I will be doing stand-up February 4th, the final weekend of the 20th SF Sketch Fest. And then the next night, the Sklars and I are going to be doing a live Dumb People Town, closing out that festival on February 5th. And everything else, podcasts, and I don't know if you just want to say hi, everything's at danielvankirk.com.
Yeah, say hi. Find out when Dan's hosting a bingo game.
Sure.
Participate in that.
Yeah.
It's very interactive, following Dan Van Kirk.
Thanks, buddy.
It's not like Joe DeRosa, where you have to go all the way to his sandwich shop to get any kind of interaction.
I do sell cookies, so you can do that, too.
That's what I'm saying. You got your hands in so many things.
Yeah,
I love it. All right. I want to thank the Come and Take It Festival. I want to thank Houston, Texas. I want to thank everybody that came today.
Thank you. Go eat food.
It's a beautiful day. It's cold as fuck out there. You should be out enjoying it. You should be like rolling around, and there's like an ice skating rink over there where it's like just not cold enough for an ice skating rink. So everyone's skating around on a puddle. And it's adorable. And one more time for all of my guests, Joe DeRosa, Jackie Cation, and Daniel Van Kirk. And I don't know how many years I've done this. I always have to remind my guests to not leave the stage because it's very distracting. I only have one more sentence to say. No, you can go. You can go. No, go ahead. Okay, Jackie's going to hang out. As always, we'd all be some kind of family.
Now it's time for Doug to watch another talkie. Eyes of gold, his viewing prowess makes him cocky. There's no room in his heart for you, 'cause Doug.